Hi, my name is Leah and I'm from the Philippines. Well, this is going to be just one of my recordings. I've got many that I haven't published yet because I might have recorded a lot, but you know, I don't have the guts to publish them. And well, then I thought maybe this time I could publish for once, you know, even just for once. And well, I don't even know what to talk about, but then I thought maybe it would be good to you know, talk about 2020. Well, then it's December 23 and a few days from now another year is going to unfold, and aren't we excited about it? Well, I am very glad that this very challenging year 2020 is about to end. Well, I hope and I wish that 2021 will be a very promising year, one that is going to be better, and maybe we'll have or we'll bring about positive changes, and the time for everyone to live life anew. Did I get it? Like, did I point it out right? Yeah, live life anew. For those who have, you know, those who have been greatly affected by the pandemic, I hope everybody will be able to rise up. And let's do it together. We can. We can rise above what has happened. And I'm sorry, I don't have any script. I don't usually use one every time I record a podcast, and maybe that is the reason why I end up shy publishing my podcasts, because like really I just talk about, you know, anything else, anything under the sun. Well, then it's night, and do I say anything under the moonlight? No, just kidding. Well, anyways, going back, so sometime this year, I remember I was still partying with my former neighborhood. And we were just so happy. And early in the afternoon, it was with the kids that we, you know, enjoyed a lot. We have our guests from Gumaka, Jollibee, Hetty, and Twirly, who joined us in reaching out to these kids. And we are just so thankful for all the sponsors who, you know, in one way or another helped to realize another get-together party for the kids in Olega, the kids in Anakdagat, because, you know, it is a community that we really care about, and those who have helped, it is just what do you call this? I'm so grateful that everybody who has helped without any politics behind their helping. Everybody wanted to reach out because everybody wanted everyone to be happy. And well, then everybody looked forward to the get together happening at night, because as I have said, it was for the kids that we have had the early afternoon party for. And at night, well, then not very late at night, we started maybe 7 o'clock, and we really had so much fun. And all the former players, not all, but many of the former players were there. The former tutors, the former water boys, and it was really, really, really fun. All the games that we have had, well, then, wow. And it's just that we all wanted that to happen again. Now, reminiscing earlier in the afternoon, my sister, Aterubi, and Wawa, we were talking that maybe we were so happy last year because we will not have one this year. And it is sad. It is but a very sad thought that there was no party for the kids. And the kids like for this year, when everybody who has seen our Facebook posts about the party last year, everybody wanted to come home and said that they wanted to join the next party. So we were like talking, Aterubi, Wawa, and me. We said we should have at least prepared for the kids, but it was really, you know, hard to do one, to think of an option, especially that Aterubi was down with her UTI and Wawa wasn't feeling very well for the past few weeks. Well, I hope Aterubi has been recovering, and well, maybe the reason for her UTI is because she has been working a lot. As I have been saying, there was like her working from home is heavier than doing it in the office, because walang inorasan. Like, we would wake up to her working, and when we sleep, she's still working. And even during midnight, or when you wake up at dawn, 4 a.m., she's already working sometimes. Okay, so maybe that's fatigue. Or as we were joking about it, maybe she was, you know, maybe her body system is like looking for the stress of traveling every day from Tandangsora to Malate for work and going back home to Tandangsora at Tita Anjet's and Tita Joseph's house, you know. And maybe her body system is looking for you know, the activity, the rush, the adrenaline rush that she would always go through Mondays through Fridays. And well, since March 16, she's already been here, so that makes how many months of staying here without traveling. The only times that we traveled was for 3 times, 2 times for Wawa's checkup and once for her checkup. So that makes 3 times only of traveling to Naga. Me, I have traveled during the pandemic. Maybe, let's see, I traveled to Lucena 2 times, I traveled to Naga 3 times, I traveled to San Pablo once, and I traveled to Gumaca once. So that makes 7 times. No, I'm sorry, but I was consistent with my quarantine procedure. I made sure that when I stayed somewhere farther and stayed there for 4 days, I made sure that I had myself quarantined for 14 days. But when it was just for like a day's travel within 24 hours, I just made sure that I take a bath right after reaching home, and I made sure that when I am outside, out of the car, you know, I have my masks properly worn, and of course my, what do you call that, my face shield. Like, it's like, are we aliens? No, it's just the new normal of doing things, wearing masks and what do you call that, wearing masks and face shields. And when I go to Lucena, I made sure that I do not loiter around, no mauling. And yeah, I miss mauling so much. So what else? What's about 2020? Oh yeah, well, I have worked from January to September 30 at the LGU. I served at the library and was assigned at many different, I was assigned different tasks. And well, then I am thankful, grateful that I was able to serve. But then for some reasons, I resigned or did not renew my contract anymore beginning October 1. I preferred it that way, or maybe it is supposed to be that way, because well, there are reasons. Okay, so what else? What have I learned from my 2020? I am grateful that I have not lost contact with friends, my oldest friends, and I remain thankful. I have my truest friends, Jenny, Asel, Noemi, Kleng, and well, oh yeah, of course, Dada, and many others, Huyin, and you know. Well, 2020 has been really hard, and oh, another thing that greatly affected my 2020 a lot is, you know, education not having been called to a phrase that, you know, when everybody called for academic phrase, Briones, and the president did not allow for it. So well, yeah, for some reasons, there have been times that, you know, I have been a little, you know, what do you call this? No, not negative, but, you know, I have never refrained from speaking ever since. So at some time, not everybody liked it. But then I think I have explained myself clear, and I think I have had my point, and I stood to be corrected. But then for myself, and I think there have been people agreeing with me, that You know, that needs to be aired. Well, anyways, for those that I have heard, I'm sorry, but really, I don't know, but I'm really sorry if I always pick up, I always speak my mind. It may be, you know, I know that for some, they don't like it anymore. They don't like me being me, and I am just so sorry. But I will stand by my, you know, and I will always be speaking my mind, because for those, you know, it has become a cliche nowadays, asking, anong pang nagawa mo sa lipunan? Well, then I don't think I would speak too much about what have I done to the society. I don't usually, I know what I do, and I'm confident about it. I'm confident about what I do, and I usually, you know, stop myself from, what do you call this? I usually refrain from things when I think that something's kinda not good about. Okay, so, well, then I don't think I have to explain myself. And ever since I knew, or I have gone by the lines, you just cannot please everybody. Okay, so going back to 2020. So I am so thankful that, except for headaches and high blood pressure, I'm okay. And my high blood pressure, my headache, my worst headache, my very bad headache, they're brought about usually by high blood pressure, which is also because of me, because ever since I was given prescription for my maintenance medicine, I think after the doctor has given me the prescription, I bought what the prescription was, like 30 or 45 maintenance medicine, and including what I needed for my throat nodules. So, well, then I don't know, but it's like me, I don't wanna emphasize on it, but then I don't know, and I don't want to dare, but then I've always believed that our body has a natural healing process. So I don't know how to explain it, but then I've always believed that when you have that high blood pressure, it may be because you haven't been active for a while, or maybe you have been stressing yourself too much, or maybe your sleeping habit has been bad. So, well, my sleeping habit now has been affected by me making sure that my daughter has slept the right time that she has to, or I have to stay up late because I should make her sleep. You get it? Yeah, if I don't sleep, she won't. If I sleep, this is it. If I sleep early, she might sleep very, very late. So I would have to make sure that she sleeps earlier than I do. So that has been the cause of my most recent high blood pressure. No, I don't blame Cayenne about it, because it is my duty to, you know, as a mom, to guard on her, because it is bad for her if she stays up really late. So to make sure, I myself would have to sacrifice. Okay, but then I guess she has been learning a lot, and she has learned a lesson. She may be, you know, I don't really like the gadget thing, and this pandemic actually brought her to inactivity, that at night she's still hyper. She cannot catch sleep because she wasn't tired for the day, because there was no school, there was no laughing with friends, there was no to make her tiresome, you know. And yeah, that's actually one of the challenges of parenting during this pandemic. She's always been bored, and what she does is she always asks me why doesn't she have a sibling that she can play with, a sibling that is close to her age. And well, anyways, how do I answer? I said, how can I? She knows that I never had a relationship anymore, and I wanted to concentrate on my parenting with her. No, it's not me single parenting her, because it has always been a co-parenting system with her dad, and I am very happy about it. And we have maintained a relationship, talking relationship, because we have to talk about our daughter, all decisions. I would have to ask the dad, and yeah, we always talk about our daughter's stubbornness. No, not really. She has a very strong personality. Maybe because she is my daughter, and she is the daughter of her dad. Her dad being a retired military personnel. And yeah. Well, anyways, moving on. Okay. So, what's up for 2021? I think that's going to be another episode. Okay, so I'm running this for over 24 seconds or over 24 minutes now, and it may come to you kind of boring, but I hope it won't. And please, whatever you were, if you would have a request, please tell me. Or if you want me to talk about something, please do so. I plan to make this, or to do this religiously, I mean consistently. So I have plans, and please watch out. And me making money from this, I don't think I would. But if I would, since Kayin has plans for her 15th birthday, no, not for her, but for some kids, because she missed doing what she did for her 6th birthday, so she wanted to repeat it. And well, if I earn something from this, oh no, I don't really know how to. I will have to check on how to do it. But then, if ever, that would be used for Kayin's outreach. Okay, so anyways, if you all have your Spotify account, Spotify. Okay, yeah. So this would be appearing on your Spotify account. I would be requesting, and please add me app. I don't know how to do it, but I think I would discover. But anyways, I will be publishing this now, unlike my past episodes that I did not publish. Okay, so well then, see you again, folks. This is Leah, and I am from the Philippines, my little town of Tagawayan, which I really love most. And I'll see you again, hopefully tomorrow or before Christmas. No, tomorrow is before Christmas or during. Okay, so anyways, I still want to do more of this before 2021 uncovers. And thank you for your time. Add me up and love you all. God bless. So, hi there, Leah here again, and I'm broadcasting from our little town called Tagawayan here in the Philippines. And hi, how was your Christmas? It was actually a lot different from the previous years, right? During the previous years, there have actually been a lot of parties, a lot of, you know, people going back and forth during the Christmas day, you know, greeting relatives and the godsons, godchildren, going to their godparents and, you know, making sure they visit them, because it is actually the time for these godparents to give them their Christmas gifts. It has been a tradition here in the Philippines, yes, and it's actually a beautiful tradition. So sorry for my godchildren, whom I don't really, or whom I am not really able to keep the tradition going with regards me giving them Christmas gifts. But I always assure them that I love them anyways. No, truth is, I really love them. They can always call on me. And I really love them. That's it. Well, anyways, so going back to comparing 2020 Christmas to the previous years, 2019 actually was a very, it was full of parties for me. We gave out a party for the children and the adults of Anak Dagat, or the it is formerly our community during my childhood days, and the adults, those who sponsored, those who spearheaded the event or the party, made sure that these kids again experience what we have experienced when we were children ourselves. And it was really fun. The first party we held was in the afternoon around 3 p.m. and it ran for almost 2 hours, and we had Jollibee party. Jollibee, well, it is now known over all over the world, I guess, with so many branches worldwide. And well, yeah, Hetty, Trilly, and Jollibee, I think, were there. Or there wasn't Hetty, just Trilly and Jollibee. Well, anyways, there was a gift giving, free snacks, and of course the kids enjoyed Chicken Joy and spaghetti burger. Yeah, of course, their drinks. Well, yes, it was really fun, so much fun. There were games, dance contests, and whatever we thought of making them play, we did. And there were dancing. Yeah, it was really fun. And at night, actually, I had, December 23, I had 2 parties then. I was still working at the LGU, but then I prioritized the party at Anak Dagat because I had to also be the host of the event. And, well, I think it was, well, it was fun, so much fun, because I was with my family, with our relatives, and of course the friends that we have down there at Olega. And really, really, it was so much fun. Well, actually, the LGU party was also fun, but then I was only able to stay for quite a short while. And, well, really, it was fun. December 23, that was December 23. Okay, so December 25 last year, we still had the people coming over. They started knocking on the gate for maybe at about earlier than 6 o'clock in the morning. Someone's already knocking, asking for papasko po, or that is called the Christmas. May I have your Christmas gift for me, or anything you have for me on Christmas? Like, if we do not know those asking for the Christmas gift, they, especially my sister, would give 20 pesos or 50 pesos. It depends. If it was just a kid that we didn't know, well, then we give out 20 pesos plus a piece of chocolate. Or if we know the parents of the children, that would be different. And then for adults, that's 50 pesos. And of course, all that we gave out were new bills. The advantage of my sister working in the bank. Okay. And then for those that we know, especially those coming from Anak Dagat, we had them play their eyes have to be blindfolded, and then inside the willow we have many bills, 20 pesos, 50 pesos, 100 pesos, 500 pesos, and a piece of 1,000 peso bill. So the jackpot would of course be getting that 1,000 pesos. Well, anyways, a lot of kids and adults wanted to play. And well, in the family, we also played the game when we already had the gates locked. And, well, yeah, I don't know who won, but it was fun because we had our nieces and nephew over. And how many are they? But compared to now, we only had Buddy Nonoy and Agi over. So that's so sad. And at night, we had our aunts and uncles and other cousins last year. Now we were just us. Okay. So anyways, moving on. Okay. So that was kind of big difference from 2020 Christmas, from the 2019 Christmas, and of course the previous years. Yes, maybe 2019 was full, or 2019 was full because this year it wouldn't be the same, not even close to, you know, 50% of what there has been on 2019. Okay, so that was Christmas, and I hope you guys had a very good Christmas, a very good celebration, a wonderful one, despite this virus thing, despite this pandemic. And well, my cayenne, I don't think she enjoyed it. She wasn't able to have the video call with her Clement side of the family because she was so shy. And I was already asleep when she recorded a video greeting for her dad and for the rest of the family. But I haven't seen the video really. Anyways, her dad appreciates it. And well, I hope that next year they'll be able to spend Christmas together. Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be me with them because, you know, yeah, let's face it, it's the reality of us not being together. And yeah, we are anyways making sure that Cayenne and I, oh no, that Cayenne is protected and guided. And I am thankful to the dad because he has been very responsible. And I really hope Cayenne is able to go abroad because she wants to take care of her dad. Yeah, old age, you know. Me too, I have been experiencing some old age symptoms. But anyways, no, not yet. Not my time yet. Yeah, not our time yet. We still have to see Cayenne grow older, and we still have to see our grandchildren with her. No, not very early, but I hope she's able to finish her studies, and maybe at 22, when she's 22, she can already have she can already get married, so she'll soon have her children. But if she has to be a beauty queen, that would be better if she prioritizes that. That is, if she would want to be one, and she keeps telling me she doesn't want it. So, I don't know. Well, I hope she changes her mind and get into the beauty pageants. Who wouldn't be proud? Or that she enters show business. Anyways, she has the talent. She knows how to sing. She knows how to dance. She knows how to project. And I think she knows how to act. And she knows how to play the ukulele. And she could learn more, right? So, that is it. Anyways, what else should we talk about? Okay, so it's December 26th, and it's Sir Udong's birthday, Sir Richard Nepomuceno. Oh, salute, kudos. And, you know, I am a fan, I am a big fan, because he is really doing great and such a role model to the youth of today. And very recently, he again did an outreach, no cameras on, and I'm just so glad about it. I'm so thankful there is one person doing that, and please stay that way and push through with all those plans that you have. I wish you all the best. Happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday to you. You belong to the zoo. Okay, no, just kidding. Well, anyways, it's me once again, Leah, and I hope to do some podcast again soon, do another episode. And you take care, everyone. And 2021 is almost here, coming. I really wish everybody the best for 2021. Please, I know that the virus will stay because it has already been lined up with the other viruses that we have been living with, and that we have had ourselves protected, like that of flu and the other ones. Okay. So just make sure everybody's healthy, please. Take your vitamins, take your food supplements, and let us keep a healthy lifestyle. Oh, like I am keeping one. Me, I am lessening my Coke intake, and I hope not to be very friendly with my very welcoming bed. You know, I have to stop myself from always laying down. That's the couch potato. And anyways, I will be working on our secret project, and I hope to finish that very soon. Okay, so I have already said my goodbye. So I'll see you once again on the next episode, and maybe during my birthday. Okay, anyways, thank you once again. And Leah here saying, I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas. And no matter what you have, it's not the material things. It is the happiness that we feel within. And I'm coming from the Philippines. Yeah, broadcasting here from the Philippines. And see you soon. Bye-bye.